It's time to get away, get away, get away.
We're going to get away from that. We're going to get away with Dre like we do every Tuesday here on 2SER Breakfast. Dre joins us to talk about travel on a Tuesday, to get you ready for the weekend, to get away, inspire you for the outdoors. Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, offering an all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, allowing you to explore abundant biodiversity, rich culture, breathtaking landscapes, and diverse attractions. And this week is a special edition of Get Away with Dre, an edition inspired by Jane Goodall, primatologist, anthropologist, who sadly left us, passed away in her sleep last week on the 1st of October at the age of 91. Good morning, Dre.
Good morning, Danny. How sad.
Yeah, somber occasion here.
So Dr. Jane Goodall, I think she was a great role model for people everywhere, but also a great role model for girls and women, for them to get outdoors, connect with nature, connect with all living things.
True.
And throughout her entire life, she's actually been raising awareness about threats to wildlife, also promoting conservation, inspiring people to be more harmonious and sustainable and have that relationship with animals and the natural world. So I would like for us to remember her work, and you can do so by taking the time to connect with the outdoors, go on a hike, as I always say all the time, go watch wildlife. That's actually quite amazing as well. Just sit under a tree and really feel how you are a part of the earth and we shouldn't be living apart from it.
Okay.
That's her words. I love that.
So what will we talk about this week?
This week I want us to talk about animal sanctuaries around Australia you could check out, because she's also supported a few around the world.
Indeed. The first place we're going to go to is Devils at Cradle in Tasmania.
So it sounds bad, but it's really not. Can you imagine going to a place that's called Devils at Cradle? It's a World Heritage listed area called Cradle Mountain in Tasmania, and you can check out the animal sanctuary for the Tasmanian Devil.
Ah.
And it's also home to the spotted tail and the eastern quoll as well. They're adorable if you don't know what they look like. But the three species are actually currently listed as either endangered or threatened in the Cradle Mountain area.
Jeez.
So the sanctuary is actually located at the entrance of Cradle Mountain National Park, as well as being a sanctuary to educate visitors about the Tasmanian Devil. It also conducts a number of conservation initiatives right there with the Cradle Mountain National Park that also collaborate with state and local governments, other places like UTAS, Parks, Wildlife Service, local operators and the community as well.
How many they got there? What's the number of animals they got there?
About 80 to 100, but that changes obviously because the animals that come and go.
Go and do their own thing.
They do their own thing.
Some,
you know,
some
they
enroll
check in
at UTAS.
But then there's across three species, there's under two industry recognised programs that you could go there and have a look at those animals. Save the Tasmanian Devil program, obviously, and the Tasmanian Quoll Conservation program as well. But when you go there, you can see the Tasmanian Devils as they wander around the sanctuary, quite cute. You can also join a tour. I recommend the Joey Encounters, because who doesn't want to see baby Tasmanian Devils and quolls? And they're so adorable. I'll pop some pictures up on the website.
So Joey's the term for the bubby.
Joey, yes. So it's like
the Tasmanian Devils, the kangaroos.
Like the kangaroo, the marsupials. So it's open day and night because some of them are nocturnal, right? So open day and night, and you can learn about the Tasmanian Devil, the daily operations as well of a working conservation facility, which is so interesting. And your ticket, you know, is contributing to the conservation of the species.
The online version of this week's edition of Get Away with Dre is worth the photos of those baby Tassie Devils.
They're so adorable. I mean, who doesn't like baby anything?
They're just the best. Then we're going to go to the Australian Wildlife Sanctuary, which is in Bargo in New South Wales.
Somewhere closer to us between Campbelltown and the Southern Highlands. So this is a 90-hectare wildlife refuge, and it's only open for booked visits. So you have to book. You can't just rock up. It doesn't work like that. It's a perfect place to take the kids, and it's a very educational place, which is good. So you can see all the Aussie icons yourself. No, me. No, I'm joking. The emu, the wombats, the snakes, Danny's favourite. Lizards, as well as Australian plants. So that's a good thing to learn about as well. But the sanctuary opened in 1962 by the conservationist and educator Dr. Thistle Harris-Stead. And if you think that's good, clearly conservation runs in the family, because her husband, David George Stead, was a marine biologist, a pioneer conservationist, and a key player in stopping the export, and I can't believe we used to do this, of koala and wombat skins overseas. So I don't know, that's kind of amazing. So in 1965, the Stead Foundation gifted the sanctuary and all the buildings and to a national trust. And since 2019, it's been managed by the Australian Wildlife Sanctuary.
Excellent. And if you obviously, if you book here, the money's going to a good cause?
Yes, it's going straight to the sanctuary and all its resident animals. So, you know, dig deep, guys.
Dig deep.
Dig deep.
And finally, we're going to go to the Akarula Wilderness Sanctuary, and this is in South Australia.
Yes, so this is different. This is it gives you the experience of the outback, so you can actually feel connected to the outdoors and learn about the land and all that lives in it while staying at some nice accommodation. But it's in the Flinders Range. It's a 610 square kilometre multi-award-winning wilderness sanctuary, and it was found by the Sprigg family in 1968, and it still operates under science, education and conservation. So money that goes there goes to science, it goes to the education and the conservation of the place. So it's a destination for geologists, animal lovers, bird watchers, astronomers, they all love that.
Yeah.
Different types of tours. So if you have a censored adventure, there's pretty fun tours that you can do there as well. But it's also home to a few rare animals in Australia, which is very
cool.
Interesting. So the yellow-footed rock wallaby, I'll put a picture up on there. This wallaby is adorable. I've never seen this. And it's only there. And it's a rare marsupial, and you can only see them in their natural habitat there. So they've affectionately called the place the Ark, which is so adorable.
That is nice.
You've got a rare bird there, the short-tailed grass. You've seen the picture of the
yellow-footed. Look at your eyes.
It's so adorable. There's also a red-barred dragon, which I'm sure you'll like too. That's a rare local. It's a cool-coloured reptile. Once you see it, you'll know you've seen it, and it's pretty cool as well. But I mentioned astronomy earlier.
Yes.
That's because the Ark also has a dark sky sanctuary as well.
Oh, cool.
So it's not just the ground, it's also up in the sky. It's got sky-gazing tours. And it also works under So Dr. Reg Spriggs, his version of it, well, what he sees of this place is tourism supports conservation. So the money that you put in there goes to a foundation
and goes to
education.
Sustainable tourism, what the Getaway with Dre segment is all about.
School holidays, you can take your kids there as well. They can learn something about the land and hopefully be inspired to...
And certainly much more entertaining wallabies to watch than the ones I saw on the telly on the weekend.
Oh,
hey, yeah.
Oh.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Dre. Will you be returning again this time next week?
Of course, Danny. If you call, I will answer.
Oh, you're the best. That's Getaway with Dre on 2SER Breakfast.